Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of The Tooth Troop. My name is Danielle. This episode, I really wanted to talk about the importance of our treatment coordinators in our offices and the role that they take in getting the yes to our treatment that our doctors are diagnosing. I certainly understand that they're often kind of hit with these roadblocks. And a lot of those objections or roadblocks that they hit are time, money, and fear from our patients. And so really having the tools and the understanding of how to proceed with these roadblocks and what options they may have to take once they've gotten those from patients is really important for our treatment coordinators. So if we really start at the beginning and say, what is it that a treatment coordinator is doing and what is their role really with understanding the treatment that's been brought up to them and diagnosed by our doctors? What we say is, okay, so our treatment coordinator has that treatment plan in hand. Potentially they went back to the office, the operatory, during that exam, which would be ideal so that they were fully aware of everything that's been diagnosed by our doctors. They were in there with the patient. They really saw the body language of the patient. They understood the questions that were being asked by our patient. So that's the ideal scenario. Now they're going to present this treatment plan to the patient. They're going to go over the financials. In an office and in a lot of offices, there's going to be an insurance component that's going to come with that treatment plan. So the treatment coordinator is going to sort of be, responsible for understanding the financial side and the options for the patient, as well as the insurance side and the impact that the insurance is going to have for the patient, and answering the questions that come with that. So this all wraps up into, is there going to be acceptance to this? And also, the treatment coordinator is really responsible to continue that level of urgency of that treatment need to the patient. So once that's been communicated by the doctor, the treatment coordinator really has to continue on with the level of urgency of why that treatment is so necessary for the patient. Unless this is obviously a cosmetic type of treatment, and it's something that the patient is requesting to be done. So once we've said, okay, we've got our treatment plan, we know what we're looking at as far as financials, and we also know our insurance plan, now we're looking at our patient. So our patient can hit us with some of those objections. And again, those objections are going to be typically time, money, and fear. So if we look at that first one, and that first one's going to be time, we want to be able to understand what our next steps are going to be if we are hit with time. So some of those next steps can be looking ahead into our schedule. We've already looked ahead into our schedule, so we understand when our next morning or afternoon availability openings are for our doctor. So if our patient is really kind of saying, gosh, you know what? Mornings are all I have, and I've got these very limited times. We really know our next ability for morning. So time ends up not necessarily being a constraint. If they're looking for a late afternoon, we know our next late afternoon, and we can really slide them into that spot. If it's that we're looking at a treatment plan that's relatively large, or it has multiple different phases to the treatment, not more surgical phases, but different types of treatment and different phases, maybe we're looking at the option that we can break up these treatments into different appointments. So the length of the appointments are not necessarily so long, and we can split this up. This is a conversation that you need to have with your prospective doctor to say, is this something we can do if it means having a patient come in and accepting treatment or not? So can we split appointments up into shorter appointments, or is this something that's not available to us? But certainly that's a conversation I would have with them, because some patients just don't have, 2, 2.5 hours to give to us sometimes based on their work schedules and schedules alone. So that's time that we need to make sure that we've looked ahead in our schedules, that we're planning ahead, and that we've got some answers for our patients. Now, money, financials, this is something that's really important to our patients a lot of the times. This is something that will stop a patient from saying yes to a treatment plan simply because they're uncertain of how it's going to affect them financially. And they want to talk to either a spouse or a significant other, a partner, about what it's going to do, how it's going to impact them, how they're going to pay for these services. We can, right there, we can offer some, time to contact their significant other. We can leave the TC room. We can allow them to call this person right there in the office. We can also offer the different services outside of that, financing wise, that you guys have in your offices. If you don't already have an outside financing company, such as Care Credit or Cherry or Sunbit, discuss with your doctors getting something set up, or doctors, get something set up in your office to offer to patients so that financing is available to them when paying in full for services is not something that they can do. Having these available to you to say to patients, I understand that you're going through this. Let me share with you what your options are when they express to you that finances are going to be a problem. Now, what I wouldn't do is assume that this is going to be an issue. We want to let the patients tell us that finances are something that they're wanting to discuss with you before we offer every option that we have in the office. If outside financing is not something that they want to do, if your office is offering an in-office financing, such as splitting the payment into two payments, then that certainly is something that you can do. One of the suggestions that I make when doing that is taking a payment at the time of scheduling. One of the words I suggest never using is deposit. I don't love the word deposit. I just like to say, how would you like to take care of that today? And I take a portion of that payment at the time of scheduling to really secure with our patients that we're going to have them take care of that at the time of scheduling. That way, when they come in for their appointment, they're going to breeze right by my desk and it's going to be in and out for them at the time of the service. It's really securing that they're coming in for the service that day and that they're not going to be canceling that appointment that they've committed to. And then they can pay that other half or the other portion of the appointment at that time of service. So that's always an option to them. And that would be more of an in-office financing versus an outside company of financing. So when financial concerns are something that's brought up, we certainly want to make sure that we have options for them available and that we've identified that that's something that they need based on what they're telling us that they need. Patients are typically going to let on by saying, oh gosh, I really wasn't expecting it to be this much. And that's when we can chime in as TCs and say, you know what? We've got some options for you. Would you like me to go over those with you? Right? So we can provide those options at that time. Fear's another one that we've got to get through with patients. This can be a little bit more difficult for our TCs sometimes to recognize. And it's also a little bit harder for our treatment coordinators to get past, because sometimes we don't know necessarily what to say to our patients when they're afraid of a procedure. And that's okay. I think it comes with time that we're able to talk through those scenarios with our patients. As a TC, I know that there were plenty of times where a patient was like, oh my gosh, is this going to hurt? Or I've heard horror stories about root canals. I just don't know if I want to get this done. And I know that it was always so nice to be able to say, you know what, you're in amazing hands. Our doctor's amazing. And we're all going to be right here in the office. And if there's ever anything that you need, you just let us know. But you're in great hands with our team. And so truly edifying your team members and making your team members around the doctor and supporting the doctor through these procedures, I think helps those patients who are feeling uneasy about these procedures really feel so much better. Fear is also one of those things that we can truly, if we've had something done in dentistry as a team member, we can help those patients understand. There's certainly some things that we're not able to speak on because we maybe haven't had them done. But if we have had them done, is like maybe a filling, right? We can say, you know, I've had that done. Doctor did such an amazing job. I felt ease through the entire thing. You're in amazing hands. And so it's truly helping put the patient at ease with how you felt through a procedure with this team and with this staff, and helping the patient really feel great through this whole process. And also helping the patient understand that everyone experiences things differently. Fear, again, I think through this process is one of those objections that we get that we're like, oh gosh, I don't know. Am I going to explain this the right way to the patient? But I think through compassion and through conversation, we can usually make our way as treatment coordinators through those conversations and get the patients to understand that our team is really going to take the best care of them. Financially, let's set up options for our patients. Let's make sure that we've got financial options in office, and if not in office, outside sourcing for them, such as Care Credit, Cherry, Sunbit, something to give our patients financing options when and if they're not able to pay in full for a service, and we don't want to take on the financing risk in office for them. And time. Let's make sure that we're really fully aware of what our schedule can do and that we know next steps in our schedule to make sure that we are fully aware of availability for our doctor and what those next steps look like when it's time. And we want to make sure that we're looking ahead to benefit our patients every time that they've got an objection for us, and that we know how to handle those as treatment coordinators. For more tips and tricks, please be sure to reach out to us. We've got a lot more tricks in our hat to share with you guys. Until next time, everyone, take care.